Good news for Naaman. The land of Aram stood apart as the great place to be, for God gave strength to one man's heart for every victory. For God had sent a hero strong, a cut above the rest. In battle he could do no wrong. Naaman was the best. Commander Naaman had it all. His fame spread far and wide. In Aram's army he stood tall. His heart was full of pride. Until the day his arms turned white, like polar bears on ice. His heart sank low, a scary sight, for leprosy's not nice. Poor Naaman thought his days were few. He bowed his head and cried. He didn't know what they would do if suddenly he died. Now Naaman knew a young girl who did serve his wife each day. The young girl said, "Please listen to all that I have to say. My God is strong, and he can do some pretty nifty stuff. And he has sent a prophet who has faith that's strong enough. Samaria is the place to go to find this holy man. My master has such pain and woe. Go find him if you can." So Naaman asked his boss, the king, if he could take a break. The king said yes, and with you bring an offer that I'll make. The king of Aram sent him where he hoped he could persuade the king of Israel to dare to come to Naaman's aid. But that old king was overwrought. "I can't cure leprosy." He feared a fight was what was sought. Oh, woe is me. Elisha heard of the king's woes and said, "God will provide a miracle so Naaman knows God's love is deep and wide." Elisha said, "Go dip into the Jordan's cleansing tide, for 7 baths will restore you. You'll have a brand new hide." Elisha's words sparked Naaman's wrath, but his friend set him straight. When Naaman took that holy bath, it washed away his rage. For on that day, the soldier's skin was new like a young boy's, and God forgave him of his sin. His heart was filled with joy. Through the muddy waters of Jordan, God a healing did provide, and in the waters of baptism, God's grace and life abide. The end.